Hello, good morning.
Hi, Sanity. This is Rachel calling from Penguin Book Writers.
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I am good. Thank you so much for asking. I just want to introduce myself before we talk about anything else. I'm going to be the bridge between you and the production. If you have any concerns, I will share that with the team. Or if the team basically needs any additional information, I will ask you accordingly. Could you tell me a bit about your book, what exactly your book is about?
Yes, I can. Can you give me your last name, Rachel?
Rachel Brown.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that, the last name.
It's Brown, B-R-O-W-N.
Oh, Brown. Yeah, I just, it cut out right when you were saying the name. So Haley is not going to be present today, this morning?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be dealing with the project now.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, you want to hear about my book?
Absolutely.
My book is about a registered nurse who has the ability to see the spirit of a person leave their body when they die. And she has an experience one evening while she's working where the spirit doesn't do the normal transition. It doesn't go to a circle of light. There's a cellar door that opens in the room and goes down the cellar room. She then loses consciousness at the bedside and consciously follows the person's spirit and down the cellar door, trying to get that person's spirit to come back and go to the circle of light. So she has an experience in what I'm calling the in-between, and so there's a section where she has this whole experience of trying to get the person back, then trying to understand being in this in-between, and she is then hospitalized and unconscious for a couple of days. And when she awakens, she doesn't have any memory of what happened.
Oh.
So then she is on a quest.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm.
She is on a quest to try to find her memories. And she does finally get the memory back. And then the book follows her as she's trying to understand this gift that she has and how she is to use gift, because up until the point of that experience, she'd kept it hidden. Mm-hmm. She hadn't told anybody that she could see the spirit leaving the body and the process that occurred at transition. And so the book goes on from there, and then there's also a romantic piece that follows the book. Mm-hmm. She has a boyfriend that she had separated from for a couple of years. They reconnect. And he is very supportive of her trying to find answers to her abilities that she has. And so that's it in a nutshell.
I think this book has a lot of things. If I talk about romance, if I talk about fantasy, if I talk about the fact that, you know, she's trying to find out. So it has a sense as well. So, yeah.
Yes. And there's a lot of research in it because there are, she goes to the IONS Institute where they are currently studying consciousness as something that exists beyond life.
Mm-hmm.
And so she becomes a research subject. She has a colleague that is from Jamaica who recognizes she has this gift, and she invites her to come to Jamaica on vacation to meet her grandmother, who also is a seer, who can see the spirits leaving, and she has experiences in Jamaica. And anyway, so there's a lot of different twists.
Characters as well, I feel like. There are a lot of characters involved in her life as well, like you've mentioned.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was your inspiration while writing this book? I mean, like, what was your envision while you were writing this book?
What did I envision while writing it?
Yeah,
well,
the inspiration while writing it?
Well, my inspiration was to really try to describe that we have a limited view of reality and that there's more to reality than just our physical being in the 3D world, and to also look at the different ways cultures approach death and how science is also looking into consciousness as something that exists beyond our physical world.
Mm-hmm. So I believe you just want the readers to know different aspects of life and the way things can turn out. Like what we're seeing is not exactly the reality. There's something far beyond that as well.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I wanted to know, Penelope, is your manuscript good to go? What, like, you know, all the chapters already written, or would you like us to do that?
Mm-hmm. I have 14 chapters. The whole book is written, but it and I've gone through and edited it a couple of times, but it probably needs a little more editing, so I'm looking forward to hearing how your editors perceive the writing. And, I'm looking to get feedback and to see about getting it published.
Okay, perfect. And what about your book cover?
The book cover, I haven't designed it other than I have an image of it being like a dark blue cover with a circle of light on the cover.
Right. Okay. So do you have a timeline? When do you want the book to be published? Do you have any timeline?
I'd like it to be published as soon as we can come to a final draft that we're all satisfied with. So I would think between 3 to 6 months maximum.
Okay, between this timeline you want the book to be published. I believe before summer?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I'll be sharing an email with you. In that email you would find two brief forms. One is for the editing service and the other is for your book cover. I would like you to fill it out. Along with that, I would like you to share the book cover that you mentioned, along with that your manuscript. These forms are just to be on the same page as you, so that you know the team can be on the same page as you. Once I have your brief form and your manuscript, I'll ask the team to start working on it. The first draft takes a while because the team is trying to be on the same page as you. However, if I talk about the second draft, you'll be receiving it within the, you know, 2 to 3 business days. The first draft usually takes around 5 to 6 business days. That is just because of the fact that, you know, the team is reading the book and trying to figure out what changes are needed.
Yeah, you said the first draft takes 5 to 6 days?
5 to 6 business days, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
The pace gets faster because, like, the first draft takes a while because the fact that, you know, the team is actually reading the whole book and they're trying to figure out where exactly the editing is needed or whatever is needed in the manuscript. Mm-hmm. So this is like a timeline. It usually comes between this timeline, you know, but I just need to make you understand that, you know, it takes, the first draft basically takes a while. The second draft, 2 to 3 business days, you'll receive that.
I'm sorry, you're cutting out and I didn't hear. The second draft takes what?
2 to 3 business days. The first draft basically takes 5 to 6 business days.
Yeah, I've got the first draft. Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I have the contract and I went over it yesterday with Haley. Yeah, I signed it. Do you want me to mail it to you? Do you want me to take a picture of the signature, send it to you? What is your preference?
You can email me on the same email where I'm sharing the email to you. You can share it with us.
Okay, so I will, it won't let me work on it online, so I had to print it. So I will take a picture of the last page and send it back in an email.
Okay, perfect. Sounds good. Do you have any questions or concerns how things are going to be like in the future?
Yes. How frequently do you plan to check in with me? Will you, now you said you're going to send me emails. You haven't sent them yet.
I just did.
Okay. Let me see. I'll refresh my email page. They still haven't come through. So.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll let you know when they do come through. They haven't yet.
They haven't?
No.
I just like a second ago. I believe your email address is pennyapplegard@yahoo.com, right?
Correct. Let me see if it went to spam.
Can you check your junk folder? Yeah, exactly.
No, it's not in my spam. It's not in my trash. So it just hasn't come through.
Mm-hmm. Let me just share it again with you.
Okay. Excuse me. Okay, there it is. It came through.
Did you get it? Okay, perfect.
So the book cover, I don't have an illustration of it. It's just an image. So mm-hmm. what do you want to do about that?
Whatever that you have in your mind, you could just, like, share it on the book cover brief form, and we can incorporate accordingly. Or you could just, like, send the sample as well with me, and to give an idea about to the team as well, I can share that with the team. And the cover form basically would be something that, you know, the team would do as per your request.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. All right.
You asked me something. When will I be talking to you, something like that?
Mm-hmm.
You were asking me something before I was sharing the email with you.
I just wondered how frequently you would be contacting me.
Yeah. I'll be sharing my number with you as well.
Okay.
And let me just text you in a while. And you can save my number whenever, like, you know, if you have any questions or concerns, you can call me on that number or you can message me. And you have my email already.
Okay.
Do you have any questions, concerns regarding anything? Or, like, once you are filling the forms, if you need my help, you can let me know. And I can help you out with that as well.
Okay, that sounds very good.
Perfect. So I'll be waiting for your manuscript, the brief form, and once I have that, we will start working on your book.
Okay. I can send that electronically, and I'll do that right now. And then I'll send you the signed page from the contract, and I'll go through and look at the book editing form and the book cover form and see if I can fill them out and get them back to you.
Okay, perfect. Whenever it is convenient for you, share it, and no problem at all. All right?
Very good. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for your time. You have a good day. Talk to you soon then. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.